This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavateereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechina chikunguru 14, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinoi zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Hongu vatambirai vasvika paruzivo panga paine mazana akazanira nevanhu vakanga vachivachingamidza Harare yose ikamira kuti ndii mapurisa akatozoya akatandanisa vanhu vakaita kungoona mutungamiri wavo wenyika achitanga basa.
Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMovement for Democratic Change vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanotanga basa nhasi. Vanhu vakawanda vaenda kubasa kunyange panga paine kurudziro yekuti varamwe mabasa. Zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvoratidzira kuPretoria kuSouth Africa zvichiti hazvisi kufara nezviri kuitika munyika. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mazana nemazana evanhu vaungana pamuzinda webato rinopikisa reMDCT weHarvest House muHarare kuzoona mutungamiri webato iri vaMorgan Tsvangirai avatanga basa nhasi. Izvi zvakonzera kuti pazouye mapurisa anodzivirira mhirizhonga sezvo vanhu vanga voramba vachiungana. Vatsvangirai vakazivisa nyika kuti vainge votora zororo sezvo vanga vachirapwa chirwere chegomarara rematumbu. Nhasi vatsvangirai vari kupinda misangano miviri yakakosha uye mangwana vari kutariswa kutaura nevatori venhau. Mukuseya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata mutauriri wavatsvangirai vaLuke Tamborinyoka.
Hongu vatsvangirai vasvika paruzivo panga paine mazana akazanira nevanhu vakanga vachivachingamidza Harare yose ikamira kuti ndii mapurisa akatozoya akatandanisa vanhu vakaita kungoona mutungamiri wavo wenyika achitanga basa. Vakatanga basa nhasi vacheya executive meeting. National executive yapedza kusvita izvozvo yakupinda munational council meeting ira kudiscussa matambudziko ari kusangana nenyika nepakavatata pasvika nyika yezimbabwe. Sahongu vatsvangirai vari pano paHarvest House vatanga basa vari kucheya mamiting maviri emaorganzi maviri anokosha emusangano anoti national executive national council.
Tiri kunzwawo kuti vambotaura nevanhu vanga vachiti kudii?
Vangoti kuti vanhu vatirambe takashinga struggle iri kuendera kumberi hatirambe takashinga. Ndo mashoko mashoma chete vangotaura nevanhu.
Saka vari kuratidza kuti vakasimba havo.
Vakasimba chaizvo. Mwana achaita press conference vachiedza kutaura mameeting maviri aya boz executive vakasvika kusvika kumanheru chaiko. Vachaita press conference vachitaura kuti matarero anokosha emusangano iwayo awirana kuti musangano uchaita sei.
Mutauriri wavatsvangirai vaLuke Tamborinyoka vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Hurumende nhasi inonzi yadzinga munyika vatori venhau vaviri vekambani yekuBritain yeSky News ichiti vanga vachishanda zviri kunze kwemutemo. Nekune rumwe rutivi, veruzhinji vanoti kuramwa mabasa kwakashevedzerwa nemamwe masangano kunobudirira chete kana mapato ezvematongerwo enyika akapindira munyaya iyi. Mutori wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vatori venhau vaviri veSky News vanoti Gawen McClarky naAlex Crawford vakasungwa pane imwe hotera muHarare nezuro manheru vakarariswa muhusungwa. Mutauriri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba vaudza Studio 7 parunhare kuti vaviri ava vaendeswa kubazi rinoona nezvekupinda nekubuda kwevanhu munyika nhasi iro razovabuditsa munyika nechisimba. Vaviri ava vanonzi vaburitswa nepanhandare yendege ndege yeHarare International Airport. Amai Charamba vati vaviri ava vanga vasina mvumo yekutora nawo munyika sezvo vakapinda munyika sevashanyi vasina kubuda pachena kuti vatorive nhau. Zvichakadaro, mumwe mutori wenhau dzemufananidzo wepachivhitivhiti wemuno muZimbabwe, Farai Mugano, uyo anoshanda akazvimirira, asungwawo zvakare pane imwe hotera paawanikwa akatakura michina yake yekutoresa nhau. Paataenda pamhepo, tanga risati taziva kuti Mugano apomerwa mhosva ipi. Mumwe mutori wenhau, Filimon Bulawayo weReuters, ambosungwa apo atora mufananidzo wemapurisa achinetsana nevatsigiri veMDCT muHarare. Zvichakadaro, vamwe vagari vemuHarare vataura neStudio 7 vakaita savamosha yechinyani vanoti kuramwa mabasa kwemazuva maviri nhasina nezuro kwakadaidzirwa nemasangano akaita seThis Flag hakuna kubudirira nepamusana pekuti vanhu vazhinji munyika havana mabasa acho vachiti ruzhinji rwevanhu rwave kurarama nekuzvishandira saka nokudaro mutsauko wacho hauoneki.
Karewa na kata muzimba, tulima vina, tisi takazi mabasa. Ine mabasa manjinji yaka varwa. Taka promise kwa ni government ya wapo, panya yekutuwa na chichi ya tifuza mabasa. Asa kuna basa, tulo zimwa mabasa.
Mumwe mgaru wa Harare, va Steven Manyenga, vati chimwe chaka konzira kutikura mwa mabasa uku kusabudirire. Inye yekutu hurumende yaka zopa vashandi vayo marine kukasika.
Hurumende hatiri kudilana ayo, ii hurumende yaka tingware. Mukaona kuti yekutanga ma stairway akabudirira nei nyaya yekuti pampasina mari but paitika stairway yekutanga maticha akabva atanga kupiwa mari date rachinjwa hurumende yavhadzosa ma date emamwe ma civil servants saka kuti abudirire inyaya yekuengageana nema stakeholders ese civil society.
Zvitoro zvizhinji pamwe nemakambani akawanda nemahofisi ose ehurumende anga akavhura mikova yavo kune veruzhinji nyangwe zvazvo ranga riri zuva rekupedzisira rekuramwa mabasa rakanga rashevedzerwa nemamwe mapoka asiri kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinodarika chiuru zvinonzi zvabatana muSouth Africa nhasi nemasangano anoti Reta Jamuka nehashtag This Flag pamwe nevadzidzi vepaVits University mukuratidzira kumuzinda weZimbabwe uri muPretoria, ukuwo vamwe vachiendawo kune imwe hofisi yemuzinda iri kuCape Town vachitsigira zviri kuitwa nevamwe vari muZimbabwe vari kuratidzira nekunyunyuta. Vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa musangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition kuchamembe kuAfrica vaJoy Mabenge avapindawo mukuratidzira uku vanoti vanhu muPretoria vafora vachiimba nziyo dzechimurenga vachienda kumuzinda wenyika vachida kunosiya gwaro renyunyuto kumumiriri weZimbabwe asi vashandi vepamuzinda uyu varamba kuvavhurira kuti vasiye gwaro iri kunyange hazvo vachiti vazowana dzimwe nzira dzekusvitsa nadzo zvenyunyuto zvavo. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuBritain zvakabatanawo nezuro zvakanoratidzira zviri pamuzinda wenyika iyi kuLondon. Vari muAmerica vanonzi vari kutarisirwawo kuungana kumuzinda wenyika uri muWashington DC nemusi wemugovera vachisvitsawo zvinyunyuto zvavo. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navamabhenge pamusoro pekuratidzira kwaitwa kuSouth Africa.
Chekutanga chatachitira zvataita inyaya yekuratidza kuti isusu tiri kutsigira zviri kuitwa nevamwe vedu vari muZimbabwe vachitungamirirwa nevakafanana naPastor Ivan Mawarire nevamwe vari mutajamuka nevamwewo zvavo vanhu vari kungoratidzira vachiratidza kuti havasi kufara vari kunyunyuta nezvakawanda. Saka zvavari kunyunyuta nazvo vari kuZimbabwe zvinyunyuto zvavo ndizvo zvanga zviri mugwaro redu ratanga tinaro zvinosanganisira iyoyo nyaya yekuti mapurisa haafaniri kunge achizvambaradza vanhu vanenge vachitaridzira murunyararo iyo inosanganisira nyaya yekuti hurumende haisi kukwanisa kuita zvinoitwa nehurumende saka kana zvanetsa ngaitaure kuti takonewa vaite kuti nyika ifambire mberi zvinosanganisirawo nenyunyuto zakafana nao nekuti munyika hamunai mabasa zinosanganisirawo nenyunyuto zakafana nekuti iko kana vanhu vachiti havo zvekuzvitengesera zvino mungaitireiko nyaya yekuti maakuti imi maakumisa nyaya yekupinzwa kwezvinhu zvechibva kuna naJoni nekuna naBotswana nekumwe itai kuti vanhu vaone raramo saka tanga tichinyunyuta tiriko ikoko kuti chitiudzai vakuru venyu
saka matambirwa nani kumuzinda ikoko
vakandemiri nyaya yanyanya kutotirwadza isu inyaya yekuti samazivira atiri kuita isu takavazivisa kuti tiri kuuyako ivo vakuru vakuru vanenge vari pepa vatingati ambasada nevamwe vavanoshanda nhavo asi patasvika ipapo vanga vachitotidongorera vachitiona zvavo nemumafastera vari ipo pamabuilding yedu iyayo yeembasi asi handizivi kuti kutya here kana kuti chii asi vanga vachiratidza kuti vanga vasingakwanise kuti vauye kuzotambira gwaro ratanga tiinaro asi izvozvo hazvina kuita kuti tibve
asi munofunga kuti zvine uremu hwakadii zvamaita izvi tichitarisa kuti vanhu vakawanda vari kungonyunyuta vachiratidzira nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana asi hurumende inenge isiri kurakidza kutsukunyuka
nyunyuto chinhu chakakosha chose kungogona kubuda uchizvitaridza kuti uri kunyunyuta chinhu chakakosha chose benzi ndorega rinonge richiti kana vanhu vachinyunyuta manyunyutiro ari kuitwa rofungidzira kuti vanopengawo saro
avanga vari vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa kuchamhembe kweafrica musangano recrisis in zimbabwe coalition vajoy mabhenge vari parunare mujohannesburg south africa nestudio 7 mutungamiri webato rinopikisa rezimbabwe people first amai joyce mujuru vari kutarisirwa kuita musangano kusakubva stadium kwamutare kumanikaland nemusi wemugovera asi musangano uyu unonzi wapawo kuti makwikwi emanikaland road to fame anga achida kuitwa munhandare iyi akarongwa nedelta beverages nenational arts council ambosendekwa parutivi mutorodo wenhaulo yedhamu moyo anotipa nyaya inotevera
mutungamiriri webato rinopikisa rezimbabwe people first amai joyce mujuru vari kutarisirwa kuenderera mberi nemisangano yavo kusakubva stadium nemusi wemugovera amai mujuru vakatoita misangano kubhulawayo muharare nekumasvingo mutauriri webato iri varugare gumbo vanoti misangano iyi yakanangana negadziriro yekongresi yebato ravo ichasarudza vatungamiriri
ine nzira mbiri one taridza leadership yapamusoro yavo ivo namaelders namaprovincial coordinators navamwe vakadaro ndiyo one aspect the other aspect is kugeja mood yavanhu paground kuti yakamira sei
asi amai mujuru vari kushorwawo zvakanyanya nevebato rezano pf vachitungamirirwa nemudzimai wemutungamiriri wenyika amai grace mugabe asi vagumbo vati havashamisike nezviri kutaurwa nevanhu vezano pf
hai hazvimbotishamisi kuti vanotsora mai mujuru vanga kugona tiizvisora mai mujuru vachizva kuti pasi apa vanhu vanotsigira mai mujuru
zvichakadaro mutambo wechibuku road to fame wange uchida kuitwa musi mumwe chete uyu wambomiswa nekuda kwemusangano uyu vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko munational arts council of zimbabwe kwamutare vaalexander tunzi vatenda kuti vamanikidzwa kumbosendeka parutivi makwikwi aya
makwikwi edu echibuku road to fame anga achifanwa kunga ariko musi wesaturday 16 july 26 haachabudiriri mushure mekunge mapurisa atiudza kuti kuchange kuine mumwe mutambo wezvematongerwo enyika
makwikwi echibuku road to fame ari pokusimudzira unyanzvi muzvikwata zvevechidiki mumitambo yakasiyana-siyana mune zvemagitare makwikwi enyika yose achange achizoitwa musi wa24 gunyana kuharare ndakamirira studio 7 mamutare ndini Lweda Moyo
dare repamusoro rehigh court mangwana riri kutarisirwa kupa mutongo waro panyaya yekuti kuratidzira kwakarongwa newomen's assembly yebato rinopikisa remdct kuenderera mberi here kana kuti kwete mapurisa akambenga arambidza bato iri kuratidzira zvakabva kuti rikwire kumatare vari kutungamira kuratidzira uku varizve mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato iri muzvare tokozani kupe vanoti vari kuda kuti madzimai auye nemapoto avo uye migoti vachiratidza kunyunyuta kwavo Mukuseya nezvinya ii Marvelous Muhlanganya uye we Studio 7 abata Mushare Kupe.
Madzimai ANDC kuti isusu madzimai ndisakawanda munyika. Chikafu chakawanda chiri kudyiwa munyika chinobva mumaoko medu. Isusu madzimai ndisi tiri kucreate world. Asi mukatarisa ndisi tinotambura kukunda vanhu vese. Izvozvo takagara nevana mudzimba. Tine mapoto asingachakwanisi kuti abikire vana chikafu. Saka tine campaign yatatanga yekuti rova poto campaign. Kuti tirova mapoto titarise kuti mapoto haasina basa mudzimba dzedu. Haachabiki chikafu. Vana vafa nenzara. Takuratidza hurumende yava mugare nezano pie kuti zvakwana. Zvavo zvakavakaita zvakakwana ngavachienda kumba. Kuda hurumende ichazopinda ichisarudza nevanhu nezvido zvevanhu. Hurumende ichazoita kuti shanduko iuye. Hurumende ichazoitika kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vaite upenyu hwakanaka. Saka tichazonge tichiita mademonstrations. Tichifamba mumasiti tichirova poto dzedu. Tichiti vamugare matiuraya nenzara nevana vedu. Ndokumuda kuti musuduruke muregeze hurumende ichazouya ichazochinja upenyu hwevanhu. Saka mademonstrations tikutanga musi wa16 kubulawayo 16 wemwedzi uno waJulai tabva ipako musi wa23 tinonge tiri kuHarare tobva toenda kune mamwe macities ana Mutare ana Gweru ana Kweke ana Kadoma tobva toenda kumaruwa nekutoti kumaruwa ndiko kune madzimai akawanda kudhara vanhu vaiziva kuti vanhu vane nzara vanhu vari kumaruzevhu asi izvozvi kwaane nzara yemadhorobha chaimo vanhu vemadhorobha vakutova nenzara saka semadzimai tingapeti maoko kuregeza vana vechifa nenzara.
Mushare Kupe, pane vamwe vanobvunza kuti pane zvamuchaita here kuti muone kuti vanhu havazosungwa sezvatakaona zviri kuitika vhiki iro rirapfuura kune avo vanga vari kuratidzirawo vachiratidzira murunyararo.
Isusu seMDC takatanga kuita mademonstrations tikaita kuHarare tikaita kuBulawayo tikaita nekwaMutare. Mademonstrations edu ari peaceful atitombodi zvinhu zvemirishonga.
Mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMDCT Muzvare Tokozani Kupe vari parunare muBulawayo naMarvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Kunyange hazvo hurumende ichiti iri kuedza kusimudzira mabasa ekurima munyika nekupa magwaro kana kuti mapermit A99 yelease anoita kuti varimi vakwanise kukwereta mari yekurimisa kubva kumabhanga, zvakabuda mumusangano wekufambiswa kwemashoko muchirongwa chehurumende cheZimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Socio-Economic Transformation kana kuti Zim Asset, zvinoratidza kuti hurumende haina zvairi kuita panyaya iyi uye izvi zvava kudzorera mabasa ekurima munyika kumashure. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mumashoko avo pamusangano wainge wakarongwa nehofisi yemutungamiri wenyika nedare remakurukota kuziya chirongwa cheZim Asset, mumwe mukuru mubazi rezvekurima vaColin Kabdura vakati kusvika pari zvino hurumende yapa ma99 yelease matatu chete kuvarimi vemumapurazi makuru kana kuti A2, kunyange hazvo yainge ine urongwa hwekuti ingadai yapa mazana maviri panguva ino. Vakabudura vakatiwo apo hurumende yange yakaronga kuti ingadai yapa mapemit churu nemazana mashanu kuvarimi mumapurazi madiki kana kuti A1, kusvika pari zvino yapa mapemit zana nemakumi maviri nerimwe chete. Hurumende haina mari yekutsigira varimi uye vanoti kushayikwa kwemapemit aya nemalease kunoita kuti varimi vatadze kukwereta mari yekuita mabasa avo, izvo zvave kuita kuti nyika ishaye chikafu chakakwana. Izvi zvinouya panguva iyo nyika yakatarisa nenzara inotyisa uye iri kushandisa mari inodarika mamiriyoni mazana mashanu emadhora kutenga chibage kubva kunyika dzakaita seSouth Africa, Zambia, Mexico neUkraine. Nyanzvi munyaya dzeupfumi vamasimba manyanya vanoti kunyange hazvo vanhu vakapiwa minda makore 16 apfuura havagoni kushandisa mari dzavo kusimudzira minda iyi sezvo vasina magwaro anoratidza kuti minda iyi ndeyavo.
Zvino kana pasiri pako zvinoreva kuti lendi yaugere iyoyo inotenge inenge isiri yako, inenge iri yemumwe munhu, zvirova kuti hapana investment yaunogona kuita with a sense of security pa land iyoyo.
vaimbove gurukota rezvemari vatendai biti vanoti zviri pachena kuti hurumende haikoshesi mabasa ekurima uye ndosaka nyika iine nzara. Vanotiwo pane vanhu pamwe nemakambani akawanda anoda kurima asi haagoni kushandisa mari dzavo paminda inogona kutorwa nguva ipi zvayo.
Vamugaba remember mucabinet imwe ndichiri dirimwe vachitaura kuti no tikangopa matitle deeds vanhu vanodzorera munda kuvarungu. So that's what he believes, so it's not going to happen.
Svondo rapfuura mumiriri wesangano reeuropean union muzimbabwe vaphilippe van dam vakati zimbabwe inogona kurima zvirimwa zvakawanda zvekutengesa kueurope asi vakati iri kutadza kuita izvi nekuti vanhuwo zvavo nemakambani havadi kuita izvi pasina magwaro echibatiso. Gurukota rinoona nezvekurima vajoseph made vakaudza vekunze kuti vanofanira kushanda nezviripo vachiti nyaya yekuda kuita gakava nekutorwa kweminda yakapera kare uye hapana kudzokera kumashure. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chipera.
Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930, kana pa 116065, ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tomotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Sangano rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu reAmnesty International riri kushora zvikuru hurumende yeCameroon nekutyora kodzero dzevanhu apo iri kuedza kurwisa chikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheBoko Haram. Vanhu vanodarika chiuru chimwe chete vari muusungwa munyika iyi uye vanonzi vari kushungurudzwa. Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama vanoti pachine rwendo rurefu kuti pave nekuyanana pakati pevanhu vatema nemapurisa. Mashoko aya anotevera musangano wakaitwa kumuzinda weWhite House pakati pavaObama, vakuru vemapurisa nevamwe vatema vainge vakanangana nekuedza kuunza kuyanana muAmerica zvichitevera kuvepo kweropa rakaipa pakati pemapurisa nevatema. Izvi zvinotevera kupfurwa kwakanyanya kwevanhu vatema pavanomiswa nemapurisa kunyange vasina mhosva dzavanenge vapara. Mumiriri wedare reEuropean Union muParliament vaMartin Schulz vari kushora vanhu vakasarudzwa kuti vapinde mudare remakurukota muBritain vachiti havana zvavachabatsira nyika iyi mune ramangwana. Amai Theresa May ndo vakatora mhiko yekutungamira Britain kubva kuna vaDavid Cameron avakasiya basa nezuro. Amai May vabva vatanga nekudoma dare remakurukota iro rave kushorwa nevamwe. Vari kunyanya kushorwa mudare iri munyori wezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika vaBoris Johnson avakatungamira kuti Britain ibude mumubatanidzwa weEU. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Nezuro, dare raMagistrate muHarare rakaburitsa muhusungwa Pastor Ivan Mawarire richiti vachuchisi vehurumende nemapurisa vainge vatyora mutemo nekuvandudza mhosva yavaivapomera vasina kutanga vavasuma kana magweta avo. Panguva imwe chete imwe nhengo yezano PF vamunyaradzi kereke vakatongerwa kugara mujeri kwemakore gumi muchine mekubatwa nemhosva yekubata mwana chibharo. Vamwe vanoti izvi zviri kureva kuti kutambirwa kwemitongo iyi nehurumende kunorevawo kuti iri kutevedzera mutemo. Asi vamwe vanoti havaoni paine chashanduka. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata gweta uye vaimbova mutevedzeri wegurukota rezvemitemo vari zvemutauriri weMDCT vaObeti Gutu pamwe nevaivowo mutevedzeri wegurukota rezvemitemo vari nhengo yezano PF vaFortune Chasi. Totanga kunzwa kubva kuna vachasi nezvemaonero avo nezvekuremekedzwa kwebumbiro remitemo.
Ndingangoti hangu generally speaking over the past 2 weeks taona kuti matare edu anoshanda zvakanaka. Kuwanikwa kwa Dr. Kereke vane mhosva yerape ya vakanga varizivista for I think about 5 or so years. Coming to yesterday's case. Zvakaratidza kuti court system iri kushanda zvakanaka pakuti izvo yakaongororawo nyaya iyoyo ikaona kuti pastava vanga pasina nyaya chai chai yanga iripo. Asi I think zvakaratidzwa ndezvekuti mapurisa nemaprosecutor vanga vasina kunyatsorongeka pakugadzira nyaya yacho kuti inge ichisvika kudasi.
Munotenderana nazvo here vaguta?
Ndingangoti hangu zvataurwa naHonorable Chasi ndinotenderana navo, kunyanyanyanya panyaya yekuti National Prosecuting Authority kana tikangoti hofisi yomuchuchusi mukuru wenyika dzimwe nguva zvainoita kana zvayanga ichiita zvanga zvichitsakisa kuti vanhu vakati wandei vana veZimbabwe vanga voshaya chiremerera chayo voti tinoona kuti dzimwe nyaya dzinenge dziri pachena kuti pano panenge pakoromorwa mhosva hadziendese kumatare. Asi sekuziva kwangu kwandinoita ini somunhu akamboshandawo ndiri deputy minister kubazi rezvemutemo nguva dzeGMU, nguva zhinji zvinoitika ndezvekuti mapurisa vanenge vaita basa ravo zvomene zvakanaka, vana muchuchisiwo voita basa ravo zvomene zvakanaka, asi kunozoita rumwe ruvoko runopindira rusingaonekwi neveruzhinji. Ruvoko urwu ndo runozenge rwokodzonga hari kuti pabikwe mbodza.
Vachasi, munotenderana here nenyaya iri kusimudzwa navaguti yekuti pane rumwe ruoko rusingazivikanwe rinopota richiudza vana muchuchisi ava nemapurisa zvekuita mumataro?
Aiwa, ndingakwanise kuti ndingabvume kuti pane ruoko rwakapinda ipapo. Hapana evidence yandakaonawo kana mupublic press, manewspaper kana paindanet. Asi todina nezviripo zvakanga zviri padare kuti sekutaurwa kwavaita kuti macharges akamboya ari einciting kwakuzochinjwa kwakuya mamwe macharges akasiyana naiwayo. Izvozvo zvinoratidza kusarongeka panyaya yekunge nyaya ichipinzwa mudare. Ende tenge tichitarisira kuti mapurisa awo neveNPA pavanozouya kudare vaakupomera munhu mhosva vanenge vaitonyatsogara pasi vanyatsoongorora umbowo huripo.
Todzoka kwamuri vagutu, zvakaitika nezuro zvingaratidza here kuti hurumende yaakutedzera mutemo tichiona kuti mungati yaakuteerera here zvinobva kumatare?
Zvisinga ndinokurumidza kuti nditi yaakuteerera nokuti maitire varume nemadzimai varume hurumende yezano ava vanokwanisa kungoita zvimwe zvinotityisa. Zvinozoti tisemagweta tinobva takadzika kuti akungapindwa nei, nokuti ukanatsoona kuti munhu apinda mukoti panyaya yapasta mawarizi achinzi ari kutarisana nemhosva imwe yatingangotangana ngo a less serious offense yekunzi kuda kuinciter violence, wongozoti kwara kwasvi paapaya takuchadza netreason. Ndosaka ndati ini sokuziva kwandinoenda somunhu akamboshandawo kumatare ezimhosva ndiri muchuchisiwo ndichiri mudoko makore akawanda pfuura, ndinoziva kuti dzimwe nguva unongowana mama orders anouya anobva kuvakuru wokuti iwewo wanatsoona washandisawo pfungwa dzako dzegweta kuti hai nyaya haikodzeri kupinda mukoti, asi vakuru vako vanongoti ngaipinde chete.
Mutauriri weMDC Tivo Betugutu. Manzwa zvakare kubva kuna vaFortune Chasi veZanu PF. Vaviri ava vanga ripo hurukuro yavaita na Blessing Zulu Studio 7.
Tinokutambirai waterere muchirongwa chedu pindai mudariro chatinotaura nevechidiki. Ini ndini Chioneso Jani. Nasi tine muenzi wedu anonzi ani chatsamba sabau. Mukadzi uyu takamu interviewer on World TB Day musi wa March 24. Nasi anesu, wakadi yako eni?
Ndiripo zvangu, wakadi yako chichi?
Tiri kufara. Ko imi muri kufara here?
Ndikufara chaizvo chaizvo, ndikufarisisa Mwari varipo.
Tiudze kuti chii chiri kukufadza nhasi?
Chikunyanya kundifadza ndekuti ndakapedza kurapwa kwandaitwa TB manso, ndadzoka ndasimba zvekare, ndakutofamba ndogadzira maflowers. Maorders anga achiona aichadza kana kugadzira maflowers, saka ndatotangawo kuitawo basa rangu iroro.
Chii chakaitika kuti usimbe manje?
Ndongoti pana ndasarwa nemwedzi chuu kuti ndipedze treatment yangu ndakatanga kusimba, kuzvishandira, kuwacha, kuita zvese zvaranga singasakwanisi kuita.
Makazobatsirwa here nevamwe maichema kuti tirikuda kubatsirwa nechikafu tirikuda kubatsirwa pane akazokubatsira here
Hapana kana mumwe chete akandibatsira hapana hapana dzimwe dzanzori nyasha dzamwari nekuti vazhinji vandaenda navo kutreatment vazhinji vacho vakashaya tongoti pano vachinwa tablets aya unenge uchifanira kuramba uchidya anodzika nzanzara isingaite saka
Tinotenda chioniso aiwa musakanganwa chirongwa che Women's Round Table na 8:30 PM apo tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuratidzira kuri kuitwa munyika anemi ndini jonga kandemiri ndotirambai muripo tibatane munhau dzechirungu Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, July 14th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri. Here are our top stories this evening. A lawyer representing Pastor Ivan Mawarire has dismissed as misleading reports that the Minister of Religion has been rearrested. It's business as usual in Harare, despite calls for a mass stay away today.
This week, the anger was less. Civil servants were no longer angry with their employee because they had been paid their salaries. Commuter operators were also trying to make up for time that has been lost.
Protesters stage peaceful marches in South Africa and Britain to show support for people calling for social and economic transformation back home.
We managed to march in our thousands in solidarity and with a set of demands that we intended to present to the ambassador.
And MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai speaks in public for the first time after telling Zimbabweans that he has cancer of the colony. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. A lawyer representing Pastor Ivan Mawarire of Hashtag This Flag Movement has dismissed as misleading reports that the Minister of Religion has been picked up by the police on fraud charges after he was freed yesterday by a Harare magistrate. Attorney Harrison Komo told Studio 7 that, as far as he is concerned, Pastor Mawarire is at home with his family. Nkomo said messages circulating on social media that he has been rearrested are untrue. He last saw his client yesterday when a Harare magistrate ordered the police to release him from custody after the cleric was accused of allegedly attempting to subvert a constitutionally elected government. Pastor Mawarire has been calling for mass stayaways in Zimbabwe in conjunction with a protest group Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign comprising more than 30 youths, organizations and thousands of individuals. They want President Mugabe to address the deteriorating economic situation in the country and curb rampant corruption, among several other issues. Meanwhile, proponents of the Beat Ports campaign, led by MDCT Vice President Tokozani Kupe, are expected in court tomorrow to seek clearance for a public protest against lack of food in households on Saturday. Police had indicated that they don't have adequate manpower to monitor the protest. The MDCT activists said this move was meant to thwart their peaceful protest. In a related development, there was no sign of a stay away in Harare today, despite calls by Pastor Ivan Mawarire for Zimbabweans to stay indoors yesterday and today. Businesses were operating as usual in the city. Pastor Mawarire, who was facing charges of allegedly attempting to subvert a constitutionally elected government, was set free by a Harare magistrate who criticized the police for changing charges laid against him without following some provisions of Zimbabwe's constitution. Patricia Mdadigwa reports from Zimbabwe's capital city.
In an informal survey in Harare, residents gave various reasons for reporting for duty following the call of a nationwide stay away by Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the Hashtag This Flag Movement. Isaac Makotore, a vendor in Harare's Central Business District, told Studio 7 that while he wants change in the country and supports political protest groups in the country calling for stayaways, lack of money forced him to go back to the streets to sell his wares.
I have children which I look after, so I will come to find mine.
Another resident, George Goliath, said while he heeded the call for a stayaway yesterday, another day off today would have decimated his business.
I was weighing whether I should go to work or not. It's like I need to survive. Our economy is not doing well. If I don't work, I don't get anything. So I have to go to work so that I can fend for my family. I'm the breadwinner. I look after my mother and also my children and other extended family.
Lynette Mudewe, a civil society activist, said lack of proper coordination dampened the stayaway that had been planned for today and yesterday. Mudewe said the payment of civil servants' June salaries and other factors may have derailed the public protest.
Two constituencies in Zimbabwe were particularly very angry. These were civil servants and transport commuter operators. Civil servants were angry at their employer, the government, for not paying their salaries on time. The teachers had called for a total shutdown of schools, and students were not going to school because teachers were not teaching. The second angry constituency was commuter operators. They were saying they're sick and tired of working for ZRP. They were not making any money in their business and were being harassed by traffic police. This meant that schools were not functioning whilst there was no transport. These two factors put together made possible a total shutdown of Zimbabwe. This is unlike this week, the 13th and the 14th. The anger was less. Civil servants were no longer angry with their employee because they had been paid their salaries. Commuter operators were also trying to make up for time that has been lost in terms of revenue collection, since the business is almost a day-to-day, hand-to-mouth type of a business. So they were not mobilized by the coordinators of the shutdown to say, can you partner us in the shutdown?
Protest groups have, however, vowed to continue with the sporadic protest to force President Robert Mugabe to step down for allegedly failing to address the deteriorating economic situation, corruption, and misgovernance in the country. Pastor Mawarire was not available for comment. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.
Thousands of Zimbabweans in South Africa, together with members of pressure groups Tajamuka and Hashtag This Flag and University of Wits students, today marched to the Zimbabwe Embassy in Pretoria and the country's consulate in Cape Town, demonstrating against what they said is the deteriorating social and economic situation in Zimbabwe. Joy Mabenge, who is Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition Southern Africa coordinator, says their march was also in support of the millions of people back home that are suffering under the government of President Robert Mugabe. Zimbabweans in Britain yesterday also demonstrated at the embassy in London, while those in the USA are expected to gather at the embassy in Washington, D.C. this Saturday. Mabenge told Studio 7 that they also wanted to present a set of demands to the ambassador. He said they were disappointed, though, that the embassy staff barricaded themselves inside the buildings.
We managed to march in our thousands in solidarity and with a set of demands that we intended to present to the ambassador, first and foremost because it is our embassy as Zimbabweans. So we expected that the ambassador must be there to receive us and to receive our documents and to allow us to present our demands and our grievances to him. So it must be put on record for posterity that we also demonstrated against what is happening in Zimbabwe in solidarity with the millions that are back home. So yeah, it was an act of solidarity, and I think it's very important that this was done this part of the world.
How were you received by the embassy staff?
As we would have expected, when we got there, all the embassy staff were doing was to watch. I don't know whether they were watching in admiration or whether they were watching in fear, but all we could see is that through their windows in their two- or three-story offices, they were watching us, but they could not come to receive the documents that we wanted to present to them. Nonetheless, that did not deter us, ourselves, Zimbabweans, and also the solidarity partners, some from South Africa, that were marching with us. That did not deter us. There was quite a huge media presence there, so we managed to read out our demands. We managed to sing revolutionary songs. We managed to mark our presence. And I believe that those of us that had the document that was supposed to be received had other ways of getting it to the embassy other than having the ambassador himself or his designated person coming to collect that document. So one way or the other, the message was sent home, and I'm sure they received it.
That was Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition Southern Africa Coordinator Joy Mabenga on the phone from Johannesburg, South Africa. Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, Isaac Moyo, was not reachable for comment. There are many pressing issues affecting Zimbabweans. Most workers are now walking to work due to shrinking disposable incomes, owing mostly to companies' failure to pay them monthly salaries due to the depressed economy. Some workers have not been paid for several months and cannot afford to pay transport fares. We have this story from our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa.
Workers who spoke to Studio 7 in Chinoy said the financial situation is very difficult, that boarding an omnibus to work has become a luxury. Gift Mcheme, an officer with the National Social Security Authority, said he prefers to walk about 10 kilometers to and from work in order to save 50 cents to buy lunch.
The company, they are now charging 25 cents to town, 25 cents back home. But you find in town there are also people who are selling such at 50 cents. So if you save that 25 cents to town and 25 cents back home, then you can use that money to buy your portion of sadza during the lunchtime.
Omnibus is charged 25 cents for a single trip from most suburbs to Chinoy Central Business District. Another worker who wanted to be identified only as Shinga Mushandi said he is working to work every day as his 280 monthly salary is not enough to cover most basic necessities. Mushandi said it is better for him to walk to work and then use the saved money for buying bread and relish.
We have resorted to that because we no longer have any cash to use for transport. We are faced with tough choices to make. Where I have a dollar, I would rather give it to my family to buy radish or bread, and I will walk the distance.
A Chinoy Council employee who has not been paid for the last 5 months said boarding a minibus has now become a luxury.
People have lost a source of income, and the few that are getting income can no longer afford to pay for transport, so it is as if it has become a luxury to use public transport because it's now beyond reach, the reach of the common person. That has become a luxury, though it is a necessity as we know it. People need to get to transport fast without getting tired, but we end up having people walking 5 kilometers just to save 25 cents, to save 50 cents.
Chinoy-based health expert Dr. Menard Kushkwa said although people are complaining of walking to work, they encourage people to do so as a form of exercise to fight obesity. Meanwhile, most workers in Chinoy did not heed the call to stay away today. Most shops, companies and banks were open throughout the day. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai appeared in public for the first time today since he underwent surgery in South Africa last month. This happened as armed police besieged his party's Harvest House headquarters. Our correspondent Thomas Siripasi has more details from Harare.
Tsvangirai arrived at his party's headquarters, located in the Central Business District, where hundreds of his supporters greeted him with wild cheers. Tsvangirai Tsvangirai, who underwent surgery in South Africa for cancer of the colon, told his supporters before going into meetings of his party's National Executive Committee and the National Council that he was determined to continue with the struggle for democracy in Zimbabwe.
I'm okay. We have to continue this fight. Be well. Chinda!
Reuters journalist Philemon Bulawayo was arrested while taking pictures of the police being booed by the MDC supporters, but was later released without any charges being preferred against him. As Tsvangirai entered his party's offices, heavily armed police with water cannons appeared at the entrance of the MDC offices while Tsvangirai's supporters booed the law enforcement agents. One of the MDC activists, Love Mo Chitengu, said the police action was not called for. Chitengu said it was now time for all opposition forces, including civic society, to join forces with his leader in the fight for democratic change in the country. He added that the two-day national jobs day away would have been successful if Tsvangirai and other opposition political leaders had been included in organizing the national job boycotts.
Everyone is now fed up with the government. Everyone is feeling enough is enough. President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party must step down. But I see for this stay away for today and yesterday, I think there is need of engagement of major stakeholders like organizations like Tajamuka, the transport operators. They need to be engaged, and also we cannot even rule out some major political players like the Movement for Democratic Change led by Morgan Tsvangirai.
Meanwhile, two Sky News journalists were deported by Zimbabwean authorities following their arrest last night at a local hotel. Police spokesperson Cherith Charamba told Studio 7 by phone that the foreign journalist Gawen McClarkey and Alex Crawford were handed over to the immigration department that immediately deported them through the Harare International Airport. Charamba said the two were carrying out their journalistic duties without permission from authorities as required by law. The police official said authorities were not going to watch while foreign journalists were breaking the law willy-nilly, adding that all foreign journalists intending to cover stories in Zimbabwe should first seek clearance from the Information Ministry and the Zimbabwe Media Commission. At the same time, local freelance video journalist Farai Mugano was arrested at a local hotel while he was holding his video camera. At the time of going to air, it was not clear if Mugano had been charged. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
And now a look at regional and international news. The cabinet of Britain's new Prime Minister, Theresa May, will be tasked with negotiating the country's withdrawal from the European Union. But her appointment of Boris Johnson as Foreign Secretary, one of the key figures of the campaign to leave the EU, has prompted surprise and even some anger from allies around the world. And after nearly a four-hour-long meeting at the White House yesterday with leaders in law enforcement and prominent members of the black community, President Barack Obama said that America is still nowhere close to healing the decades-long build-up of mistrust between the two sides. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. ZANU-PF says the release of Pastor Ivan Mawarire from police custody by Harare magistrate yesterday is a clear indication that Zimbabwe's judiciary is independent from other arms of government. President Robert Mugabe's ruling party says Mawarire's cases, among several other matters brought recently to Zimbabwe's courts, where magistrates made independent rulings which were not influenced by the other two arms of government, the executive and legislature. Pastor Mawariri was facing charges of allegedly attempting to subvert a constitutionally elected government through masterminding public protests against the current deteriorating economic situation in Zimbabwe. The other high-profile case was the prosecution of ZANU-PF lawmaker Munyaradzi Kereke, who was sentenced to 10 years for raping his wife's niece. Is this an indication that there is rule of law in Zimbabwe? For Perspective, Studio 7's Gibbs Dube reached ZANU-PF UK chairperson Nick Mangwana and political analyst Dumisani Nkomo. Mangwana says there is rule of law in Zimbabwe, contrary to suggestions that the executive has a say even in court issues.
This was a great vindication of Zimbabwean justice system. It was a great moment to vindicate the separation of powers that's in Zimbabwe and the constitutionality of our democracy, in that the state had its case, but the judiciary thought otherwise, and Zimbabwean walked free. So the systems that are there to safeguard our citizens' rights kicked in and came out tops. So, yeah, I'm very, very happy with the independence of the judiciary that was witnessed yesterday.
Mr. Nkomo, are you really happy with what you witnessed yesterday and other cases that have been taking place? Do you remember the Kereke case as well? So what do you think about some of these things?
Yeah, well, I think obviously in terms of what happened yesterday, it was quite positive, even though we need to view the whole issue in context and globally as well. But it's quite clear that the law enforcement agencies that prefer the charges had a very poor understanding of the law, which is fundamentally Section 50 and Section 70 of the Constitution, which speaks to the rights of arrested and detained people. Section 70 speaks to the rights of accused people. So it's quite clear that in terms of the law enforcement agencies, they have very little appreciation of the new constitution. And again, when we look at the people that were arrested, especially in places such as Makokoba, Zilirazi, and Vurombo, and some parts of Bybridge, that is 86 people. Most of those people were just innocent, bystanders. You find that in many of the incidents, the police actually fired tear gas into houses. I mean, this is basic things that we saw with our own eyes. And then as people came out, most of the people were arrested. And most of the people that were arrested actually had nothing to do with whatever disturbances were happening. So you find that on the law enforcement sites, there was very, very poor documentation. There was very poor preparation in terms of the actual cases. There was very poor collation and collection of evidence. And when you measure this against the precepts and standards of the Constitution, it therefore means that most of the cases will not stand the severity and integrity of the law as it is.
Mr. Mangwana, you know, arresting people like what we're witnessing right now in Zimbabwe, does it actually end or solve Zimbabwe's problems?
No, there are two different things. Zimbabwe is facing economic challenges, and law and order should not be compromised just because we're facing the economic problem. If we turn ourselves into a kind of a Libya, Sudan, or other countries where all institutions are not operational, then plus economic challenges, or Somalia, then it's a total disaster. I know people. Some people loosely say Zimbabwe is a failed state. It's not a failed state because it has got institutions that are function very well, like what we saw yesterday. Mr. Nkoma is quoting the Constitution all the time, which is our foundation. So the state has got an obligation to maintain and to work within the framework of the Constitution. So do the citizens. If any of the two parties do fall foul of the Constitution, then we go to the judiciary to adjudicate that particular infringement, either of a right or flouting of the Constitution. This is exactly what happened yesterday. If people were also arrested indiscriminately and the police did a short work, as Mr. Nkomi said, fine. But when they go to court, if we have an independent judiciary like we saw yesterday, then they will leave that courtroom with an egg on their face.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Nkomo, what is your reaction to that?
I think what we need to note is that the protests are just a manifestation of deep-rooted poverty, of high unemployment, of the groveling poverty which most Zimbabweans are facing. And again, the Constitution in Section 59 does give people the right to demonstrate and to petition. And we've seen people such as Pastor Mokata and Victoria Falls exercising this right peacefully and being arrested.
That was Jumisa Nkomo, an independent political analyst based in Bulawayo. You also heard from Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF UK chairperson, speaking with Gibbs Dube from London. The European Union is spending about 1 million euros in a project designed to increase Zimbabwe's agricultural production and boost exports to the EU market by ensuring its exports are highly competitive and conform to the region's standards. The standards set out basic rules for food, surface, and animal imports into the European Union. Ivan Chifera has the details from Harare.
The European sanitary and phytosanitary measures are meant to protect human and animal life from risks arising from additives, contaminants, toxins, or disease-causing organisms in foodstuffs. Launching the project in Harare, EU head of delegation to Zimbabwe, Philippe Van Dem, said the project is aimed at strengthening Zimbabwe's sanitary and phytosanitary institutions to ensure that its exports meet the requirements of the EU market.
The Zimbabwe SPS committee set the priorities for this project, which are quite ambitious, and they include, I'm quoting, the setting up of information management systems linking all SPS regulatory authorities so as to facilitate the issue of permits, certificates to import and export. This coordination should simplify the procedures for exports. We are all involved in an ease of doing the business program coordinated by the OPC. This should help simplify compliance with export regulations.
Van Dem said, though exporting to European markets is possible, at present, not many Zimbabwean producers can meet the required standards. Dr. Ashish Shah, who is Country Programs Director for Implementing Partners International Trade Center, said the project precisely seeks to address that.
We find frequent border rejection of consignments of food products from developing countries, as suppliers are not taking adequate action to address potential food contamination and hazards. One of the main reasons for this is that producers in many countries do not have the technical support necessary to promote compliance to SPS measures. This project will make a small contribution to addressing these issues.
The 15-month project will also promote good agricultural practice to ensure the products are safe for consumption, improve knowledge of EU sanitary and phytosanitary measures, setting up and revamping existing testing laboratories, among other things. Agriculture Minister Joseph Made said Zimbabwe was grateful to the EU as it is under threat from genetically modified materials and diseases related to climate change.
Zimbabwe is under threat in terms of agricultural production and the subject matter at hand in terms of imports. This is very important. If we are not careful on imports from a phytosanitary point of view, this is where we now face the danger.
For tobacco farmer Julius Chibaya, the project is welcome as most farmers do not have adequate resources and modern technology to produce commodities that are highly competitive.
It's a welcome move in the sense that it will enable African farmers or us farmers in Zimbabwe to produce quality products and also guarantee us of a market, because the major thing at the end of the day is market. And so there is need for financing. Farmers need to be supported for them to produce quality products.
Zimbabwe National Farmers Union Director Edward Dune is optimistic that the project will boost production and exports in the agriculture sector.
Yeah, as farmers, we are quite positive and indeed impressed that this project will go a long way in contributing to the increase of our international trade in terms of agricultural goods.
Zimbabwe enjoys duty and quota-free access to the EU market under the Economic Partnership Agreement with Europe of 2009. The agreement was ratified in 2012. Last year, Zimbabwe exported agricultural products worth 400 million euros to Europe, with the tobacco accounting for 25% of the exports. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chipera.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye and Praxidis Jeremiah, we'll be talking with listeners about current political disturbances in Zimbabwe. Some Zimbabweans are also planning to stage protests in various nations to press for change in Zimbabwe. What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show, call us at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And now to recap today's top stories. A lawyer representing Pastor Mawarire has dismissed as misleading reports that the Minister of Religion has been rearrested. Protesters stage peaceful marches in South Africa and Britain to show support for people calling for social and economic transformation back home. And MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai speaks in public for the first time after telling Zimbabweans that he has cancer of the colon. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Ntungameli Nkomo. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, D.C., wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Jonga lichona njani mthokazi omuhle siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngolwesine mhla ka 14 ngontulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Lanqabe kuthuli elizweni lamhla kuphose kwaqhamuka udlakela eHarare ngemva kokuba inkulungwane zabasekeli bakamnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai zibuthene ukuyambona emahofisini ebandla lakhe.
Anyathaba ukuzwayo ha vele akazuthi ngathi ngiyajabula kakhulu wozengibona ukuthi health yake uright ha uyasiphile do right ngiyathaba ngiyajabula ngiyathi let's continue, the fight is still on, sikeep on coming.
Amakholo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ndawonye labo inhlanganiso ezithiyeneyo lamhlanje bebetshengisela esigodlweni someli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa ngenhloso yokusekela ukutshengisela obekumele kube khona eZimbabwe. Sizalethulela impumela yemidlalo yenkezo yeKasilaga Premier Soccer League yedlalwe lamuhla. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amapolisa erayothi ahanqe isigodlo sebandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai namuhla avimba imigwaqo eseduzane lalesi sigodlo ukwenqabela abasekeli baleli bandla ekade behlabela begijima bejabulela umkhokheli wabo yena obeselatshwa umkhuhlane wemvukuzane kwele South Africa. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Ngabalandeli bebandla leMDC ngesikhathi umkhokheli walo uTsvangirai efika esigodlo saleli bandla ukuza ngena umhlangano wedale leNational Executive lenkokheli. Amapolisa aze ukuzavimba ontanga abekade behlabela begcwala indawana yonke kumgwaqo uNelson Mandela emva kokuba uTsvangirai ethule umbiko wakhe ngamafitshane ukubemukela njengomuntu obengekho emsebenzini okwesikhathi eside. Amapolisa la abeze ngobunengi bawo bele mota ezimbili ezamanzi ababayo, amalori amabili kanye lezinye ezimbili ezincinyane. Kabazange banake la mapolisa abalandele laba okubalisa unkosazana Memory Ncube wasemzini weHighfields ekuhlangothi lwezokulinganiswa kwamathuba phakathi kwabesilisa labesifazane. UmaNcube ubethabe eManzite ngokuphenduka komkhokheli webandla lakhe.
Angiyathaba okuzwayo, ha, vele akazi ukuthi ngathi ngiyajabula kakhulu. Woze ngibona ukuthi i-health yakhe uright. Hawu uyasiphilela uright. Ngiyathaba, ngiyajabula, ngiyathi let's continue, the fight is still on. Sikhiphe umgabe. Sibele sikhiphe umgabe and then lapha sizamkhipha le nkani. Engafuni lo makafuna sizamkhipha le nkani.
Ufunga iMasayiti wasemzini weKambuzuma ungomunye wabontanga ebandleni leMDCT laye ngomunye obekhona.
Ubaba wethu sependukile. Siyathaba ngokuphenduka kwakhe and siyabona ukuthi uphilile uright stereki amazano ababeqamba amanga ukuthi ubaba wethu uyagula hayi ubaba wethu kaguli uright sibili uqinile ngiyokuhamba kwesikhathi siyakwazi ukuthi nguye umkhokheli welizwe lethu leli so kuzahamba kuhle so siyachazeka sibili ngokuphenduka kwakhe yena ephilile stereki.
UMasayiti ukhuthaza umkhokheli wakhe ukuba angabuyeli muva kumpi yokuletha inguquko elizweni leZimbabwe.
Ngithi ubaba wethu upresident Dr. Morgan Richard Tsvangirai ilizwe lilimelele. Yini umkhokheli abantu bonke sebediniwe sebemelele lina ukuthi libuye lihambe labo phambili libe phambili lina uDr. wethu ngoba yimi ozayenza ukuthi i-nation yethu ibe i-economy ibe stable.
UZulu uke wamiswa ukuquma kule ndawo okwamahola edlula kancinyane amathathu kodwa akula otshayiweyo loba ukubotshwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Igqwetha elimela uPastor Ivan Mawarire omkhankaso we-hashtag this flag lilandule imbiko ethunyelwana ngabanye ethi usebotshiwe njalo kulandela ukukhululwa kwakhe izolo ngemva kokubotshwa ngolwesibili esetheswa icala lokuzama ukugenqula urhulumente weZANU-PF. Umnumzana Harrison Koma utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi uMawarire usendlini lemuli yakhe bayaziphumulela. Iinkulungwane zabantu zibuthene phandle komthethwandaba izolo lapho icala likaMawarire elicine lilahlelwa katshana khona. Kunjalo nje amakhosikazi ebandla leMDCT afuna ukusungula umkhankaso wokutshengisela etshaya imbiza. Atshelwe ukuthi aye emthethwandaba kobulawayo kusasa ukuze aziswe ukuthi azavunyelwa na ukutshengisela lokho okumele uqale ngomgqibelo. Umsekeli kamkhokheli webandla uNkosazana Thokozani Kupe utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi bakhangelelwe ukuvunyelwa ngoba ukutshengisela lokho kungeladlakela njalo kulilungelo labo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 meter wave, laku shortwave 4930, 6065, laku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-imeyili kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Lanxa bekuthuli elizweni kulandela inkuthazo yokutshengisela ngokungayi emsebenzini okwenziwe nguPastor Ivan Mawarire, amakhulu ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ndawonye lenhlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo kwele South Africa lamhlanje bebetshengisela esigodlweni someli weZimbabwe kulelo lizwe besola umbuso weZANU-PF njalo besekela ukutshengisela lokukhalala umsebenzi okukhuthazwe nguMawarire. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapho.
bekuvaleke ngqi esitaladeni uVanderbilt ngesikhathi ixuku labe betshengisela laba abedlula amakhulu amahlanu besuka eBurgers Park ePretoria belubhekise esigodleni someli weZimbabwe. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Ngqabuto Mabhena ukubeke kwacaca abebekuhlosile ngalokhu kutshengisela kwabo.
Ukuze zonke lezi zinto zilungiswe, abantu bangene kuhle lezi zinto zabo abazifunayo, amafemu avule ukuthi ungabi lama roadblocks, ngoba ama roadblocks siwaye okufundraiser iZimbabwean government ukuthi abasebenzi bathole izimali zabo, yikuthi kube lo hulumeni omutsha.
Unkosazana Fiona Chuma laye obeyingxenye yalokhu kutshengisela, yena uthi bafuna uhulumende abeke phansi intambo zombuso haji ukuvika ngamapholisa.
Sikhathele sokukuningi kunini 33 years hayi. Singakhuluma ngamaphoyisa asekhaya, ukuhlushwa kokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu, ukubulala kwabantu, yonke into evele yenzakalayo eborder asakhona ukuthi sambele izinto zethu samse ekhaya. We want change.
Sekufikwa esigodleni someli weZimbabwe kube le ngxabangxoza, abanye befuna ukungena ngenkani, abanye ke bagcine sebetshisa iflag yeZimbabwe besithi lokhu yikutshengisela ukuphikisana kwabo le ndlela uhulumende aqhuba ngayo izinto eZimbabwe. Kodwa lesi senzo sokutshiswa kweflag sisulu ngabaningi besithi kasilunganga. UMnumzana Hebson Ncube osuke eZimbabwe elanda lokhu kutshengisela uthi inhlupho asebebhekane lazo ekhaya sezisesabisa.
Esikhala ngakho ukuthi abantu bayabotshiwa eZimbabwe yonke jikelele, babhadalisa izimali ezingabangenelisa ukuthi bazibhadale, ilizwe lifile, i-15 billion iyacatsha, abantu bayabotshwa njalo nje nsuku zonke behlukunyezwa. So esikutshoyo ukuthi umgabe kabeke phansi umbuso achiye azihambelayo kibo kozwini.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngosakhulayo Ethel Ndlovu othi wehluleka kwahulumende sekwenze ikusasa lentsha yachabalala.
Akasibhekeli njengabantwana bakhe, asikwazi ukuthola education like now. Mangaba ne-education elizweni lami, that degree is useless. Even though i-education ayisekho lapha ekhaya kithi ngoba akakwazi nokubhadala labantu abasifundisayo and angeke baze basifundise bangabhadala.
Ngenxa yokuxokozela obekungathi ufuna ukuba lodlakela, iziphathamandla zesigodlo seZimbabwe zigcine semukela ugwalo lwezikhalazo ngesikhala sesango ebelikhiwe. Ixuku labe betshengisela bona base baxotshwa ngamapholisa belokhu befuna ukungena esigodlweni someli weZimbabwe. Imeli Studio 7 ePretoria kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Uhulumende namhla uxotshe elizweni intatheli zindaba ezimbili ezisebenzela umsakazo wakwelepilitane oweSky News. Intatheli zindaba lezi nguGaren McLarkey loAlex Crawford. Iziphathamandla zogatsha lwe-immigration zihluthune ababili laba eHarare izolo ebusuku zaya labo egcekeni lendizamtshina basebexotshwa elizweni ekuseni namuhla. Babikwa bekatiswe indizamtshina eya kwele South Africa. Uhulumende uthi ababili laba bebesebenza bengelamvumo. Ngakolonye uhlangothi amapolisa eHarare abophe intatheli zindaba ethatha imfanekiso esebenzela inhlanganiso yeReuters uMnumzana Philemon Bulawayo ngesikhathi ethatha imfanekiso yabasekeli beMDCT ekade beze ukuzobona uMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai eHarvest House yena ophenduke elizweni ngeviki edluleyo evela kwelatshwa kwele South Africa. Ukhululwe uBulawayo engediswa ngacala. Sixoxele umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeMisa Zimbabwe uMnumzana Nhlanhla Ngwenya yena usole kakhulu ukuhlukuluzwa kwentatheli zindaba lezi.
Udaba lolu liyasikhombisa ukuthi uhulumende wethu kakathakazeleli kumbe kakayemukeli ukuthi iZimbabwe luhlangothi lwe-global community sidlisana lesizwe sonke semhlaba jikelele. Bona baqinisa ekuthini bengafuni ukuthi indaba zeZimbabwe ezenzakala eZimbabwe, ukutshaya kwabantu, ukubhikitha kwabantu kungatshengiswa kungaphumi kwamanye amazwe kube yinto eyenziwa emsitha. Lokhu akukutsha. Uma singakubika angathi kutsha siyabe sesiphambanisa. Yinto vele uhulumende ayijayeleyo ukuthi nxa ungathi esithi ngesilungu under pressure, nxa ungathi into ziyachisa uvame ukuthi abese khululeka la ulaka lwakhe kuma journalist intatheli izindaba. Lokho kwenzela ukuthi intatheli izindaba zingakhulumi iqiniso, zingakhulumi izehlakalo ezenzakala kuleli lizwe. Lokho siyakusola kakhulu. Yikho ukukhombisa ukuthi iloba nje iconstitution entsha, abantu okumele bebonte iconstitution leyo iyalandelwa ukuthi abantu bebe lamalungelo abo abakazimisela ukuthi lokho kwenzakale. Sakutsho lokho eminyakeni edluleyo ethize. Abantu bathi hayi lina lani lidukwa ngokusola kakhulu, sesithuthukile lathi, kodwa ke sokuziveza kodwa sokuziveza obala lokho esasikhuluma ngawo.
Sibone njalo amapholisa ebopha intatheli izindaba ye-Reuters uFilemon Bulawayo namuhla. Lalokhu uthi yinto nje enzakala nsuku zonke nje eZimbabwe kuntatheli izindaba.
Lokho kwenzakale namuhla isigcizelelo nje salokhu esithona sikubona. Uzakhumbula ukuthi kuvikileli elibedlulileyo lapho kuqale khona i-stay away ngolwesithathu, kulama-journalist amahlanu abuthwa lawo ahanjiswa e-police station kwathiwa becime amapikitha abasebewathethe emafonini abo. Uhulumende kumbe kithi esebenzelana lamapholisa akafuni ukuthi uZulu azi isehlakalo or izehlakalo ezenzakala lapha eZimbabwe, ikakhulu lezi izehlakalo eziveza uhulumende, zimveze ububi bakhe, zimveze umoya omubi walawo. Ungakhangela amapikitha amapholisa la agcina ephumile etshengisa ukuthi amapholisa betshaya abantu esenza wonke lokhu, yindlela yokwenqabela ukuthi amanye amapikitha anjalo angaphumi uZulu awabone.
Umnumzana Nhlanhla Ngwenya, ngomqondisi wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo entatheli izindaba iMisa Zimbabwe. Kuhlelo lwe Women's Round Table Live Talk lamuhla sihlaziya umumo wezombusazwe, ikakhulu sikhangela ukutshengisela kwabantu osokubhahile kulezi nsuku besola umbuso weZANU-PF. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhle. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umanyano wamazwe omhlaba owe-United Nations uthi inkulungwane zabantu kwele Nigeria zilakho ukufa ngendlala kulandela ukulwisana okwenziwa enyakatho yalelo lizwe. Omunye umahluli wedale le-Supreme Court khonapha kwele Melika obephoselana aqatha lozamela ibandla lama-Republicans umnumzana Donald Trump usexolisile esithi amazwi akhe ebengaqondanga. Kambe ukutshengisela ngokungayi emsebenzini kukaZulu elandela inkuthazo yabe mikhankaso ethile esikhona kulezi nsuku egoqela owe hashtag this flag okhokelwa ngumfundisi Ivan Mawarire labotajamu kasesijikile, kungaba lihlandla lakuqala elomvukela omkhulu elizweni na? Izolo umthethwandaba kamantshi ukhulule uMawarire usithi ukubotshwa kwakhe kwephule ilungelo lakhe phansi kwesisekelo sombuso welizwe. Kambe lokho kungabe kusitsho na ukuthi imithethwandaba isisenelisa ukuzisebenzela ingatshelwa okokwenza nguhulumende? Ukuhlaziya konke lokhu, Praxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxoxele umnumzana Lizwe Jamela oligqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu esebenza lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights kanye lengcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Mandla Mkwananzi ose-Indiana khonapha eMelika. UJamela usungulele ingxoxo.
Ungasikhangela impumela yayizolo iyasithokozisa kakhulu ukuthi kwakhanya ukuthi hayi umantshi wayesebenzisa ingqondo yakhe ekhangelisekelo sombuso esilamandla ukudlula umthetho wonke eZimbabwe.
Kuyasinika ithemba lokuthi ezinye indaba ezizaba phambi komthethwandaba zizahlelwa ngale indlela.
Ithemba singathi likhona, kodwa okuqakathekileyo pasibili yikuthi ma ama-court kundla zokuthetha amacala zingathi sizifake izinqumo ezinje. Okuqakathekileyo yikulandela izinqumo lezi ezifakiweyo. Ngoba ngiwakhangela ngaphambilini pasibili, siyakhathazwa ngendlela eziningatsha zikahulumente ibizisebenza njani. Siyathi kufakwa izinqumo ngama-court ethu kuhle kuhle sibili siphakathi kokuthi siyakholisa siyathokoza ubone ukuthi hhayi akula muntu okukhangelayo lokho vele kade bekuthi noye nje bekhangele eceleni.
Mkhwananzi, ubona ngani sokulethemba nalo ukuthi imithethwandaba yethu isisebenza izimele?
Angeza ke ngitho njalo, kodwa ngiyavumelana lo Jamela kancane ukuthi kungabe sokukhanya sokulethemba. Kodwa ngasikhathi sinye kuseselomango ngoba uhulumende lo uthethe zonke ingatsha wazifaka ngaphansi kwakhe izisekelo hlangothi. Kodwa lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi abantu bonke sebethe sokwanele, ingabe ngabasebenzela ijudiciary kumbe amapholisa, ngoba kukhona ukukhala zonke indawo nalabo abasebenzela izingatsha zikahulumende ezize ezincindezela abantu, kodwa kunzima ukuthi baphumele egcekeni. So le kube lithuba lokuthi abantu bonke batshengise ngendlela zabo ezincane lezinkulu ukuthi sokwanele. Kodwa kangikholi ukuthi khona ngokwakho kuhulumende kuzatshintsha.
Ungathi kuyini sibisibili osokwenze baguqula abomthetho ingqondo zabo?
Abomthetho sebebonile ukuthi abantu basebethukuthele, isize sonke sithukuthele, ngoba isikhathi sonke leso bebelokhu bedlala nje santando, kodwa sebebonile ukuthi ngeke baphinde benze njalo.
Jamela Libobulawayo, kulabanye ababotshiweyo ekutshengiseleni okube khona ngeviki edluleyo abalokhu bevalelwe, kodwa ke sibone amagqwetha amaningi esiyamela umfundisi, abanye ngabathi njalo engxenye kolunye uhlangothi amalungelo alabo abakobulawayo akamelwanga kakuhle.
Lokho ayisikho phakathi. Ngifuna ukuthi kuzisise ukuthi amagqwetha aphidimesika kumfundisi izolo, abanye bakhona kasoyivile behlangothi yethu yeZimbabwe Human Rights, ayengama-volunteers nje njengoba etshile umfowethu ukuthi uZulu wonke nje ikuzama ukuthi ngendlela ezincane alazi ikwanise ukuthi hhayi okwanele. So masikhangele laba ababotshiobulawayo lendawo ezishiyetshiyeneyo, kuqalisa indaba le abantu beboshwa, size nje sihamba nje amagqwetha amelele ongatsha lezimbabwe lazo human rights zama ukuthi siphathise. Abaningi bakhona sebanikwa amabheyili, abanye basazama ukuthi bebhadale, abanye ngingathemba vele ukuthi bebhadalile namuhla, but kulabanye abase-Bybridge abanganikwanga amabheyili. Futhi siyazama kahle ukuthi senze ama-appeal sihambile zilibhela udaba lakhona enkundleni yaphambili i-High Court obulawayo ukuthi bezama ukuthi bebone ukuthi hhayi siyenze njani. But ubuningi bamagqwetha eHarare bekhangelane lo mfundisi, kakusho ukuthi amalungelo abanye kayenziwanga kuhle, ngoba njengoba ethile umfowethu abantu kade bezama ngendlela ezishiyetshiyeneyo labo ukuthi befake ilizwi labo ukuthi hhayi sokwanele. Even ungakhangela phandle kwe-court abantu ababuyileyo nje for solidarity, kuyatshengisa ukuthi umuntu wonke nje ubefuna laye ukuthi laye ephothe lakhe ilizwi, kumbe ngokugida kumbe ngokumkhuleyo kumbe ngokuba khona e-court. Nxa uligqwetha la ukuthi hhayi ngangena e-court, just ukuthi la ukhulume ngenye indlela ukuthi hhayi sokwanele, hhayi lokhu asisakufuni.
Nxa ukhangele Mkhwananzi, kungaba lihlandla lakuqala na lo mvukela waseZimbabwe njengabo-Tunisia labo-Egypt?
Kunzima ukutho kwakathesa, kodwa kusobala ukuthi abantu abasabuyele emuva, ngoba layo umfundisi uMawari uthile ukuthi ngokuhlonipha Mr. President abantu bathi hayi sokwanele. So kutshengisa sobala ukuthi okwakokuqala eZimbabwe abantu bonke sebekhuluma ngalezwi linye. Iya ngenye indlela ngokwakokuqala, kodwa-ke kukhanya abantu abasabuyele emuva, abantu sebezimisele.
Owakho umbono Jamela?
Nxa siyakha siyakha isiyakha kumbe yindlu vele kuqalisela kufawundesheni, siye kwindo le efake uphahla. So ngezinye iindlela singathi khonokho nje omunye ngawukhangele ethi yinto encane, kodwa kulakho ukuthi yakhe kube yisigaba. Nxa sesikukhangele kwelinye ilanga sithi akwaqalisela khonaphana abantu besithi hayi sokwanele asisafuni.
Umnumzana Lizwe Jamela ligqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu esebenza lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Ubexoxa endawonye lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela
ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlela mshweshwe,
lamlela nampaba fobembula.
Uhlelo lwezemaphandleni namuhla ngixoxa lomnumzana Magqwetha Makhuluzana Ngwenya ongu-village health worker ekhanda mhlophe. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Ngwenya.
Hayi, ngiyabonga lami baba.
Uyakhala lapha ngodaba lweholo, akuchasise.
Hayi, singama-village health worker nje sibaningi sisebulilima bathi. Esaye sikutshelwe ama-$14 esiwanike. Every month, kodwa abasebenzisi bazasifika wona. Asisakuboni kusenzakala. Kodwa ke thina ngokwethu njengama-village health workers, umsebenzi wethu siyawuthanda kakhulu ngoba sikhona ukunceda. Sikhangela abantwana, sikhona ukunatha kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo ukuthi kuyathiswa ama-toilet. That's why sayekele ukuya eGoli, sayekele ukuya eBotswana, sikhangelele ukunceda abazali bethu. Basekuthiwa thina singama-voluntary workers, yikho besifika uholo lololo le-$14 ngenyanga.
Ibiphuma ezandleni zikabani kahle kahle imali beliyamukele ezandleni zenu ivela kubani?
Kahle kahle sina sitelwe kuthiwa ivela ku-Global Fund. Imali lena ibuya thina si-under Global Fund. So asisakwazi ukuthi kahle kumbe akusela mali kumbe njani. But thina umsebenzi wethu hayi siyawuthanda kakhulu kokuthi vele uyathela amabhafalo egidima indawo yonke. Kuyisho kuyahlaswa abantwana, senzile ikhankaso ngezempilakahle, health education silazi, seseloku ezifundisa ezigabeni. Sasila moya kungothileleyo ngakho, sade sibuza nje ukuthi imali le singayithola njani, singabuza bani.
Emakliniki lapho eliripota khona nxa likhuluma labo bathini?
Bathi bona labo bakhambisa phezulu, lemplamsi la ithi khambisa phezulu, kwa iphezulu yakhona kasisakwazi. Kungathi njengoba ikathesi 2013 until now anti yazi khona kuyani yabo ukuthembisile umntwana ungamthembisi isiwisi mhlawumbe uzabe lokhu ekhangela ukuthi uba kuthe uzanika isiwisi sami so nathi lokhu esikhangela ukuthi hayi isibongo abaye besitele sona sizasibonga ngazo fo isibongo leso asisasiboni sukamisa.
Umsebenzi wenu kahle kahle lapha Ngwenya liyabe lisenzani?
Umsebenzi wethu ukukhuthaza abantu ukuthi baye ezibhedlela. Awu mama bebelethele ezibhedlela, wonke umuntu azibone isimo segazi lakhe sisemakhalo. Kubona nje kukhuthaza abazali ukuthi kumele sibe lama-toilet ukuthi sibone nje lokufundisa abantu nokuhlukuluza kwayo abantwana ukuthi abantwana nga kulabo kwamela ngobahlukuluza uthiya umntwana ngendlubo or something like that. Kube lokuhlala kuhle emakhaya ngezempilakahle.
Ukhona ngapho ekhanda mhlophe lapho sisebenzela khona libangakhi?
Lapha kathesi ngiyedwa ku-village health worker okhona. Uwathi sele under village nyathi ukansela kombimba. Kombimba nguyedwin one.
Hayi, kuyezwakala baba Ngwenya. Ungapho selokugcina nxa belalele abakahulumende laba be-Global Fund?
Yathi thina sithi kakhulu kakhulu ezempilakahle kazephambili. Labo besicabanga ukuthi kambe khonokho abasithembisa khona sila abantwana abangaya esikolo la uthengisepha wathi ithengisa umntwana wenze njani uthi kuya lawe kuvela labo vela khona uvela kufundisa ngezempilakahle ukwanisa ukugeza la ube ngumuntu phakathi kwabantu. Amabhasikili basinika sirisi lawo amabhafalo ungabona nxa uhamba uyakuwabone konke la ma-uniform siyagqoka kungihlesisi nathi sikhala ngesibongo nje kuphela kodwa umsebenzi siqhubeka ngawo siyayenza siyaphaa.
Hayi, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo baba Ngwenya, siyabonga.
Sibongile baba, silale.
Belilalele uhlelo lwezemaphandleni ngixoxa lomnumzana Magqwetha Makhuluzana Ngwenya ongu-village health worker ekhanda mhlophe. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha A Voice of America ese Washington. kweze midlalo lamhlanje sikhangele impumela yemidlalo yenguqu esigaba se-Premier Soccer League edlalwe elizweni lamhlanje emini. Iqembu le-Highlanders libe ngutyikilo bhanqa 0-0 leqembu le-Mutare City emdlalweni oqhutyelwe enkundleni yeSakuva Stadium. Kube ngesifanayo njalo emdlalweni weqembu le-Dynamos lele-How Mine 0-0 enkundleni yeBaba Fields. Lokhu sokutshiya iqembu le-Capes United lokhu likhokhela kungalane yemiklomelo lilandelwa ngezikamagebhula i-Highlanders. Sesifike emaphethelweni zihlobo zami esithandekayo kodwa singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Lanxabe kuthuli lamhlanje elizweni kuphose kwaqhamuka udlakela eHarare ngemva kokuba amapholisa ezame ukuvimba abasekeli bebandla le-MDCT ekade beze eHarvest House ukuzohlangabeza umkhokheli wabo umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai. Amakhulu ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ayatshengisela kwele South Africa esola umbuso weZANU-PF. Kwanelokwa lamhlanje olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo lebelobo sukwabuhle.